Everything is limited to screens, and is it better? Hi everyone, welcome back to my podcast series Exquisite Words. This is the first episode of my new season called Let's Talk, and I'm very excited to launch this finally. Today we're going to talk about gadgets, technology, and how harmful it is and how essential it is. Basically, it's pros and cons. With technology improving so swiftly, things just keep getting more and more tech savvy. But considering practicality and not comfort, is it actually better for us? And should our predictions for the future generation change? I definitely do not mean flying cars or maybe footwear to walk on water. But along with the ease, is every task limiting to screens actually healthy for us? In today's episode, we will discuss the speed and level of technology improving so fast and also its pros and cons. Speaking of predictions, let's have a glimpse through the predictions made for 2020 in the past. A 1966 article in Time, a magazine titled The Futurists, basically said that because machines will be doing everything for us, no one would really need to work at all. By 2020, the machines will be producing so much that everyone will in effect be independently wealthy. The article read, looking at the economic downfall of almost every country because of the pandemic in 2020, it's pretty clear that predictions can at times be terribly wrong. Hopping on towards screens, just see a movie of the 90s. It has exactly been 30 years from the start, and we barely used the gadgets they did. Proper round alarm clocks or calculators, even telephones as a matter of fact. It's nice. I would say it's great that our tasks are being so easy. But ask from your parents what they did in their free time. Think of it, and you would rather stick to your devices. Be it their physical activities or their living habits, it has all changed. Back in the 90s, kids grew up roaming around the streets, riding bicycles, playing in the open air. Today, most kids spend that time at home, watching TV or using cell phones. Mobiles were created for easier communication and have resulted in not only simple but also lazy life for the whole generation. And it somewhat feels too late for a big change, but perhaps we could all do our bit. Healthy habits have changed completely. For example, reading newspapers have changed to pop-up news titles or group forwards. Reading books have changed into e-books. If it wasn't for technology, you wouldn't be hearing this on a public radio station and not Apple Music or Spotify, again, on your cell phones. To be honest, this has been typed on my laptop itself. Think about tech development once and you'll see how good it is to have a simple life. Think about it twice and you'll regret wasting your childhood. This is no school activity, but just ask the elders in your house what they did and what they went through in the 24 hours of those days. Make a note of it and spend a day like that. And this episode will be 10x clearer to you. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I tried my best to write as relatable as possible. And this is the harsh reality. Every single task nowadays has been limited to our screens. And this is not only simple, but this also makes us more lazy and unproductive. Procrastination has increased immensely. We all need to stop sticking to our screens and being more physically active in sports and other games. And with that, my friends, I end the first episode of Let's Talk. I hope you all liked this episode and moreover understood it. And there are more episodes like this coming soon. Please support me and thank you so much.